episode 116 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, last episode for anime, we got Category W and did not get anime. We got Why the Hell Are You Here, Teacher. It's a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Saburo, something like that. Serialized in the Weekly Young magazine in 2016 to present. Until 2020. Huh. The wiki says it's currently in print. So I don't know. Anyway, the anime came out in 2019.
That's it? Alright, thanks for watching or listening.
Yeah, this isn't anime. It's softcore porn.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
We might as well watch the hentai.
Not good. Zero story. I mean, the only story is every four episodes or so, a different student seduces a teacher.
I guess you should do the premise then.
Yeah, that was it. That was the premise. Every four episodes or so, a student, or yeah, I don't even know if it's the student's fault sometimes. Sometimes it's the teacher's fault. But take a different student and a different teacher.
Well, the students seem to resist everything up until the point where they have no choice.
Up until, like, it's happening.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, okay, well, it's happening.
I mean, these teachers should all be arrested, I think.
All except for the last one. Well, it's still the last one. But the last one at least waited to confess her feelings until the kid was out of school.
Yeah, well,
that's true. In high school? Okay, I wasn't sure if it was university.
No, they were in high school.
Huh. Yeah, that's
pretty bad. And to be fair, the last one wasn't even a teacher. She was a nurse.
She was a nurse. But she had still, like, waited until after he graduated to say, hey, let's get together.
Yeah, she rejected him and said,
There were plenty of incidences between them meeting and them getting together after he graduated where she should have lost her job.
Oh, yeah. And...
But one could assume that it wasn't her fault.
I guess. But the other three, after all three of them end up in relationship with their teachers, when we get introduced to the fourth character who hasn't gotten to his yet, they're like, they all admit they had slept with their teachers at this point.
Yes. Well, they all said they were dating. They had been
together. And then he says, did you guys? And they're all like, yeah.
I don't know, because the reason why I don't know is because in the OVA, and yes, this is the first OVA I watched, it was like 6 minutes. That's why, I swear. But in the OVA, like, the whole point of the OVA, did you watch it?
I watched
it. The whole point of the OVA was that they were trying to sleep with each other.
No, that was, if you notice, it was about the fourth character who hadn't done it yet, because they just got
together. Sure, but then, like, the little kid, I mean, they're all the same age, but he has the body of a kid, and his big sis whatever, right? She was like, our first time we'll be in a manga cafe. I'm pretty certain all of them hadn't actually done it yet. And then, like, the first couple were listening to the big guy, like, giving the massage. And he was pretty much, they didn't say it out loud, but the first couple was pretty much like, we won't be outdone by them.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, no, I forgot about the OVA.
So I don't think they had technically done anything yet.
No.
But who knows? Who cares? It's not good. Don't watch it. I mean, if you want softcore porn, I guess.
No, go watch a hentai. It's better.
There's something for everyone, right? Like, if you're watching a horror movie, but then there are movies that have horror aspects in it, this is an anime with zero story that has hentai aspects in it. So if you want something where you're just dipping your toe in porn, yeah, go ahead.
Well, go watch a censored hentai.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. That's it. That was the entire story. We just went through it.
They all just end up in sexual positions until they all end up thinking.
On purpose. I mean, they're all 100% on purpose.
They're all played like accidents, though.
Oh, no.
You hooked the umbrella in a certain area. It's really bad.
Yeah, it's in the beginning, it's usually like objects and circumstances where the teacher ends up having an orgasm on the kid.
Oh, God, it's terrible. And within like 3 seconds.
Yeah. And by the end of it, the students are tripping and pretty much eating out the teachers by the end of it.
Oh, right. The tea fell down the one lady.
There's like three scenes with three different kids with their...
You know what's a little weird is it's all them doing it to the teacher, and almost none of it is the teacher doing it to them. Not that I particularly care. It's just odd that it was so
one-sided.
It's
supposed to be portrayed as accidental.
Yeah, I mean, you can accidentally fall on someone's dick, too.
Well, there was the one where the little kid, you know, the incestual, you know, pedophile, Lolita.
Older sister type character.
Character with the kid that looks like he's 12. He falls down the costume and they're kind of like 69 in each other.
Costume.
And they're 69 in each other, I know. So.
Anyway, that's it. I mean, what else are we going to say about it? We knew this was going to be a short one.
Yeah, 5 minutes is a little
shortest too ever.
There really isn't anything to say about it. It's just porn.
And so, like I said, soft core at that. It's not even like you're giving me everything I want. It's crap.
Oh, because I guess
the art's decent.
I mean, I guess we should explain why it's cool. Why the hell are you here, teacher?
Okay, oh, like every episode, they're like, oh, yeah, this is a building. This is an abandoned building. So why the hell are you here, teacher? Like every episode starts off like that.
Yeah, like the teachers end up in places where they shouldn't be. Like, literally, they end up in, like
this is my bedroom.
Yeah, like the students' house and stuff like that. I even looked up what is Japanese rules for teachers, because I was just, because this is a trope in anime.
It's a big trope.
And I was just like, I can't take it anymore.
Maybe it's just a cultural fetish.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
You gotta think people in the Eastern world fetishize white women with blonde hair. Maybe that's just something in Japan, they're into their teachers.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I got, because I didn't find anywhere that it was okay.
I wonder if it's because, these other countries that are, like, super repressed and don't like stuff out in the open. I wonder if it happens pretty often, and then it's just hushed, and, like, no one actually gets brought to the court system. Like, to be fair, it barely happens here. When it does happen, because it does happen here, of course, but when it does happen, very often it never gets brought to the court system.
Yeah, but most of the time, it's because the teacher loses their job or something.
Hopefully.
Well,
I'm just saying, hopefully. But, like, in that kind of society, that, you know, what we know of Japan, it seems like they would just hush-hush, sweep it under the rug, wait till they get married, or wait till they get older, and they're like, oh, now you can be together.
Yeah, but I highly doubt it's usually a female teacher with a male student, like this was.
No, for sure, but, I mean, that would be the fetish.
Especially not four in one school.
But, no, of course. But that would be the fetish. I doubt they'd be doing the reverse.
Yeah.
In animation. Let's get a male teacher, four male teachers.
Would you be surprised, though?
Would I be surprised? Probably not.
No. There's probably an equivalent of this anime somewhere in the male version.
Find it.
No, I'm not looking it up. I don't even want to look this one up.
All right. So what are the points here? I'm going to give it... It's below average. I mean, you got to grade it for what it is, but what it is just bad.
Well, there's nothing to it. It's just bad as restaurant from another world, because it has nothing to it. It's a one.
Zero story.
It's a one.
I'll give you one. The art's nice, maybe a two.
No.
They notice their teachers get aroused when their nipples get hard.
No, this is...
There's so much wrong with this.
This is... It doesn't get points for art because it's recent, and we've discussed it so many times. Quality of art is not enough.
It's not enough. But it's something. What else is under W? The episodes, by the way, were super short. They were 12 minutes, but inside that 12 minutes, 8 minutes were an episode.
Yeah.
Maybe less.
Yeah, so it was an easy watch, because I literally got through them all in one day.
Yeah, I mean, you start watching one, and then it's time for the next one.
So it was like, I even put it off until, like, almost... I watched it, like, 2 days ago.
I watched it today.
Yeah. So I was like, Anyway, it was in W. Wise Man's Grandchild. Wolf Rain and Witch Hunter Robin.
Witch Hunter Robin, Wolf Rain, Wise Man's Grandchild.
That's interesting. That you remember it that way, because Wolfsbane.
Well, you know what? If I'm being fair, if I'm being completely honest, I always grade this on what I would rather have to watch again. And although I hate this, and it's a one, it would be a super quick watch. So I think this is number one. I've done the same list as before.
No,
I can watch this in an hour. I could literally watch all 13 episodes in an hour.
Yeah,
and be done.
But that's not even fair. It's like, what would you rather watch? You know, you had time.
What would I rather watch again?
I mean, Wolf Rain is good.
Yeah, but it's not a story I ever need to see again.
But neither is this.
How long is Wolf Rain? Is it 12? Or is it
24? I don't remember.
Oh, that's a big one right there. If it's 24, no way. 12, maybe. I could do that for 12.
No.
Not 24, though. I'll go with, you know, 60 minutes of softcore porn and zero story.
But here's the thing. You only do that on certain things. Sometimes you go by quality, and sometimes you go by length. You have no consistency when you do these ratings.
That's my consistency. We've gone over this.
That's true.
What would you rank them?
Wolf's Rain, Witch Hunter Robin. Honestly, I'd probably put this over Wise Man's Grandchild, though.
Yeah, that wasn't very good. Yeah. It was another one of those, oh, I'm so powerful, I solve everything, but with terrible voice acting. That's what I remember out of that.
Yeah,
terrible.
That dialogue. One was just, it's not just as bad as this, but it was still really, really bad.
This was bad in the sense that it had zero story.
Yes.
Right? Wise Man's Grandchild was bad in the fact that they attempted to do story and did it terribly.
Right.
They did dialogue terribly. They hired voice actors terribly. Right? They attempt to do something decent and really f***ed it. They, at least with this, they're not attempting to do anything other than show you tits.
Exactly. That's why I think this is third for me.
That's something, at least.
But I'm kind of surprised that you put Witch Hunter Robin over Wolf's Rain.
That I like Wolf's Rain more than Witch Hunter Robin?
Well, yeah, because you had a problem with Witch Hunter Robin's episodic stuff.
Good, flip back. Alright.
But it's just weird how your memory works.
Yeah, I forgot about the episodicness of it. If I had remembered that, definitely. So, for the next episode, Category X, there's only three left in our list.
Yep.
X-Bomber, X-Men 2011, and Zammed, Lost Memories. X-Bomber and Zammed, Lost Memories are very long, and X-Men is very short. We literally have more picks and choices and with other than actual stuff options, yep, in it, but it is what it is. Let's spin it and see what we get. Oh, looks like we're getting... That was close. That was really close.
Oh, we got other.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to be doing a movie next week, but...
For right now, let's just re-spin X.
Yeah.
And then we'll know what we're doing for X. And then we'll spin again, I guess.
Turn the wheel down.
Yeah, I'm turning back up. Do we spin now for other? Oh, we got X-Bomber.
We got X-Bomber.
So X-Bomber.
Oh, God. That's super long. It's a good thing we got other, because it's going to take me an extra week to do this.
God, it looks so old. Remastered DVD box, X-Bomber. The tags are action, adventure, kids, mecha, sci-fi, space. In the last years of the third millennium, the solar system is recovering from a devastating interplanetary war. Suddenly, a new enemy arrives in the solar system, intent on destruction and conquest. Against them stands the Earth Defense Force and its top secret X project. 24 episodes.
Yeah, that's gonna suck.
Let's be honest. It's probably gonna suck.
Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna pause for a minute there, because now we gotta make a list for other. Alright, we're gonna spin to see what movie we're gonna review next week.
We got a few movies in here. I've seen, I think, all of them. But we got a good one. Your Name. Do you wanna click on it like we normally do?
Yeah. I don't even know what it is.
It's a movie.
Yeah, no kidding.
Type in your name. Your Name is a 2016 Japanese animated romantic fantasy film produced by Co-Mix and Wave Films. Depicts a high school boy and a high school girl in a Japanese countryside who suddenly and inexplicably begin to swap bodies. That's what it was. I saw this a few years ago when it came out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's enjoyable. It's kind of like A Silent Voice, where it's not something you would normally pick to watch, but it's high quality. It's good to watch. It's nice.
Okay. All right.
So, right, X-Bomber. Crap.
Yeah. Next week is Your Name, and then it's X-Bomber.
All right, guys.
Well, at least it's out of the list now.
Yeah. Next episode, X-Bomber. Or...
No, next episode is Your Name, then X-Bomber.
That's how we're doing it.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so we're back, obviously.
Yeah, we always watch an episode or two together. Click on episode one of X-Bomber to watch together, and it's not anime.
No, it's puppets.
It's a marionette action series. It's based off of a manga, right? But it's clearly not made in Japan. They were very English-looking marionettes.
Fair. But even if it was, it's not how we define anime. Anime, yeah, clearly is not anime. Animation.
Yeah, clearly not anime. And it looked terrible.
It looked like it was from the 60s.
It looked so bad.
Yep, so now we're down to two anime.
And we're spinning again, because we don't watch things that aren't anime.
Yep.
Oh, turn that up louder. So there's X-Men and then Zammed, and then there's like our picks and choices.
All right, I got my choice.
Which is within it, which is between X-Men 2011.
I'm choosing X-Men, by the way.
All right, let's watch it. Let's click on it.
Because the other one's super long, and I hate mechs.
X-Men 2011. You want to read it?
Sure. The X-Men are a team of elite superpowered mutants gathered by Professor X to protect ordinary humans even as they are persecuted by them. In the wake of the death of one of their own, however, the team has stopped operations for a whole year. The Then Professor X receives word of a mutant girl's mysterious disappearance in Japan, because this is an anime, sensing that something larger is afoot. He reassembles the team and sends them to investigate. They uncovered a connection between her disappearance and an anti-mutant group known as the U-Men.
The box art is very, X-Men, but stylized in anime.
Right. And this is in the same universe as Blade that we watched.
Yes, and Wolverine.
Wolverine, too, yep.
A little shared universe, it's not terrible.
Yeah.
Alright, guys.
Yeah, we're really leaving this time.
Postscript, next episode. X-Men.
No, it's not. Next episode is still your name, and
And then X-Men.
X-Men. Bye.